obviously disappointed. Probably had enough chances to get a draw, but fair to Longford, Kevin O'Connor got a great goal earlier on that maybe set them up. And to be fair, it's probably a very open game. A lot of chances either in, but you know, disappointed to not come away with something. But that's the way, you know, we're in a very bad run. And to try and turn it, you know, it'll take a huge effort in there. And look, the heads are down, the confidence isn't great, but we've got to soldier on and try and turn it sooner or later.
Ollie Horgan was then asked about Longford's goal and the chances in the game.
The best chance of the game, if you like, so felt to Tony McManigal. Had he scored that, we might have moved on and ran our luck, you know, maybe holding on. Didn't happen the way, but Kevin can score some great goals. Kevin, to be fair to him, you know, he's a quality player. He put one in the top corner. It was always going to be difficult to come back from it, although I can't fault the lads for effort. Maybe that little bit of quality, especially in the last third of the field. But look, fair play to Longford. They've had a difficult season as well. And they've got a great result there tonight that will kickstart them, I'm sure.
Well, one of the main talking points was the penalty for Harps. Here's the reaction of Ollie Horgan.
Penalties is there. Is probably the best chance of the game, if you like. I said Tommy Morales was the best chance. Do you know, look, listen, some days it wins, some days it don't. But, you know, it's obviously you're if you got some result out of it, if you got a goal, you know, it might turn things. But look, you know, we've tried a number of things to turn it. It hasn't happened yet. But to be fair to them, it wasn't from a lack of effort. As I said, that little bit of quality. Maybe, you know, we had a lot of free kicks in that from the edge of the area as well. That really we didn't make Ryan Coulter save any of them, bar the penalty, if you like. But look, we'll keep going.
Ollie Horgan also spoke about the games ahead against Cork on Monday and St Patrick's Athletic next Friday.
Look, it's been hard to lift them the 2 weeks off, you know what I mean? It doesn't get any easier. Playing Cork City here on Monday night, they're absolutely flying. You know, if we were flying, it would be a hugely difficult game. Now, with the way we're going, we're on, you know, the poorest run in the league, obviously. It'll be very difficult. But stranger things have happened, but we've got to go in and set up to try and get something out of it, or else the games are going to run out and we're going to end up either in a playoff or if Longford get their act together, they may catch you out.
And finally, looking ahead to the remaining games and the battle to stay up, here's what Ollie Horgan had to say.
Well, look, I was the first person to make that statement at the start of the year. You know, a lot of people didn't want to hear it. We were always in a relegation battle. Yes, I expected it to be maybe one good week, one poor week, one good week, one poor week. The way it's panned out is that we had some great weeks in a row, and now we've had some very, very poor weeks in a row. But we are probably where I thought we'd be, although not maybe in the manner of getting there. We're never safe. I mean, if you go back through all the interviews I did with me, Chris, or any of the lads here, I've all this year we're in a relegation battle, and that's exactly what we're in. And, you know, we need to turn it. We need to get a bit of confidence back. You know, should it be the playoff, we need to go into the playoff with you know, wins under our belt, with goals under our belt, if that's what it is. If Longford Town will get their act together, there might be no relegation playoff. But, look, we'll see. We have to try and turn it, and no more difficult team than to turn it, as in Cork City and Monday night meeting. But to be fair tonight, is that they did put a shift in. It wasn't for the lack of trying or the lack of effort. Yes, it might have been for the lack of quality, especially in the final third. But to be fair, we've come off here maybe nights against Dundalk at home and Derry City at home, where maybe we pulled up early and didn't empty the tank. At least the lads tonight gave everything to it. Yeah, it wasn't good enough in the end, but you know, I can't very well criticise the players for lack of effort.